Hey everybody, welcome to Summer Down. I'm Brenda Anderson.
And I'm Libby Summers.
We are in downtown Bluffton today. Actually, we're kind of playing hooky, but we thought we'd do the intro to this fabulous Father's Day podcast from Bluffton.
We're in Bluffton, South Carolina. Are we in South Carolina?
We're in South Carolina.
Holy shit, I thought we were still in Georgia.
Okay. It's just over the bridge.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute here.
Absolutely precious cottage restaurant and on Calhoun Street. Lots of shopping, vintage clothing, which we discovered.
Best vintage clothing store I've been in outside of New York.
Simply amazing. What was the name of it?
Mad Vintage. I don't know.
Anyway, we'll put that on the website.
Oh, yes.
We'll do that. But this is all about fathers, and it's so fun. It's totally opposite than the Mother's Day podcast that you listen to, because this is Fast and Furious Fathers, and we are so happy to have the Salted and Styled girls again, Catherine Sondo, Libby Summers, Brenda Anderson, Brooke Atwood, Andrea Goto,
and Tia Chong.
We decided to make it fun and give everybody 30 seconds to say something fabulous and fun about their dad.
You gave everybody 30 seconds? I thought I only had like 20 seconds or 15 seconds.
Okay, you even took up more than 30 seconds. Libby, I think I went, okay, that's it. Brooke Atwood's the only one that went over, but I couldn't stop her because she was so cute doing it, so she ended up at 45 seconds, but...
Well, it's neat because as women, most women have a unique relationship with their dad. So
yes.
We wanted, and we're a group of women, we wanted to just see what all the girls had to say about their dads without waxing on and on and on. Okay, what comes to mind? Boom. And you had like a stopwatch.
I had a stopwatch, and it was so much fun.
The funny thing about this podcast is we were all over the place. We shot on location where we were having to be doing a week of corn. We're in the middle of a cornfield for
literally
a couple
farm.
Of people. We're at the beach for another photo shoot about watermelon, which is coming up. It's so beautiful. Where else? Where were you with Brooke?
We were on Olive Hope.
And we're going to do you here in Bluffton, South Carolina.
We are going to get started. We're going to start with Catherine Sondo.
Catherine.
My name is Catherine Sondo. My father's name is Charles Edward Sondo. He's one part Evel Knievel, one part Elvis Presley, one part Pablo Picasso, and one part Fred Astaire. He's 100% unique, and he's all mine.
I'm here with Brooke Atwood, and she's going to tell us something great about her dad. And I'm going to get the stopwatch.
Am I really being timed?
You are so being timed.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. One, two, three. Go.
Okay. On your mark, set, go. Okay. First of all, my dad is world champion cowboy, which is very interesting that a lot of people do not know. Second of all, which I thought was appropriate for this podcast, is that my dad, as a child and growing up, would fry like bacon on the floor. Literally get on the floor on his back. His feet would start moving. His arms would start moving. Then they'd start getting a little faster and a little faster. And then all of a sudden he'd get in fetal position. And the bacon was done. So all my friends would be like, fry like bacon, Mr. Atwood. So that was a crazy story of my dad. Another story is that my dad one time killed my sister's bird while we were on vacation. Just the old girls show up, killed the bird, tried to go take the dead bird to get matched, brought the matching bird that he thought looked just like it. And as soon as my sister walked in, my sister was like, that's not my bird.
Did she cry?
Oh, she cried. And so my dad had to come clean. But yeah, he tried to match the dead bird that he killed, that we think he gave medicine instead of food.
Time's up. Thank you, Brooke Atwood.
Oh, that was great. Oh, my Lord.
Now I'm here with Chia Chong,
Hi.
Our famous photographer. Okay, Chia, I'm going to start the stopwatch. And
how,
then you
how
go.
Much time do
you
I
have 30 seconds. Fast and Furious,
okay.
All about fatherhood. Go.
My name's Chia. I'm going to talk about my husband, Han, instead. Now, he is an everything father. He can do everything and anything. But the only thing that really broke him down was the day he bought Yimi, our first daughter, her first and last Barbie doll.
Aww.
That
made him sad?
That
or made him happy?
No, that shook him to his core. Like, he can change diaper, pack a lunch, you know, haul Yimi across the Atlantic to, you know, an 8-hour flight, no problem. But buying a Barbie that did him in. No, he couldn't sleep for days, I think.
No. Did he have to buy Barbie accessories?
No, that was that it. One Barbie.
One Barbie and we're done.
Yeah.
You're done, Tia Chong.
Yay! Can you talk too much?
Okay, now we're here with Andrea Goto, our fabulous writer of profiles. Okay, Andrea, you've got 30 seconds to tell us something fun, interesting, crazy about your dad. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, one, two, three, go.
It's hard to narrow down. The first one is when my sister got pulled over for drunk driving, and so the police officer had to call my dad. He came, showed up drunk, and they had to release my sister with my dad to go home. Or when he castrated my cat with a rubber band.
Oh!
Or when he let my pet mouse free into the yard with my cat. Or my favorite, when he shot a shotgun straight up into the air at 4th of July before he realized that the bullets come back down.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Andrea, your 30 seconds are up.
Bye. I win.
You win.
Okay, Brenda?
Yes?
Look, stop what you're starting. Tell me about your daddy.
Okay, he is the funniest man I've ever met in my life. He tells a story better than anyone. And this one story I have to tell about him, we tease him all the time. We were on vacation at a resort, and he's very pale skin, so he put on a product called Sudden Tan. It was foam. So he did it that morning. He went to play tennis, was all sweaty, then he met us at the pool, and we cracked up because the Sudden Tan was just dripping down his body, and it's like a watercolor that got wet in the rain. Best guy ever.
Yay.
Brenda, it was so fun. How quick was that?
Let's see. We've got 7 people with 30 to 45 seconds. Y'all, this is a short podcast. And we just want to say how great, even though we're all girls, we think daddies are great.
Yes. I love you, Dad. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. And we're coming back with our next podcast about
4th of July.
Yeah.
We're going to be recording from Tybee Island.
I love it. Tybee, is that Georgia or South Carolina?
Libby didn't major in geography. We're still going to be in Georgia.
I don't know where I am half the time.
We're going to be at a beautiful home on 12th Street on Tybee, right on the ocean. And we're going to be talking about how to enjoy the 4th of July and not cooking. So it's going to be the no-cook meal.
Are we going to be able to eat? Or are we just...
We're going to graze. No, it's going to be like, how do you enjoy a meal without getting hot cooking? You know...
Perfect for summer.
So it's great. You're going to love it.
We've got 2 amazing recipes that we're going to share with you on that.
Can't wait.
All right.
See you the 4th of July.
Bye.
Bye.
Simmer down.